Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team. Today we are hitting Crohn's disease, a chronic idiopathic transmural inflammatory bowel disease that is absolutely high yield for the shelf exam. Let's break it down into the core categories you need to master.
Let's start with the classic vignette. A 29-year-old woman presents with months of crampy abdominal pain, intermittent diarrhea, and a 15-pound weight loss. On exam, she has a tender mass, often found in the right lower quadrant, and perianal skin tags. Imaging shows bowel wall thickening near the terminal ileum.
She's often malnourished with iron deficiency anemia and low albumin. She's fatigued and may have extraintestinal manifestations like arthritis or erythema nodosum.
On colonoscopy, what key findings are classic for Crohn's compared to ulcerative colitis?
Skip lesions and cobblestoning. If a biopsy is taken, the definitive, though not always present, finding is non-caseating granulomas.
So Crohn's can affect any part of the gastrointestinal tract, from mouth to anus. But Mars, where is it most commonly found?
The terminal ileum and proximal colon. The key here is transmural inflammation, meaning full thickness involvement of the bowel wall.
And that's exactly what drives those complications we worry about, right?
Exactly. Transmural disease leads to fistula, strictures, and abscesses. It's also driven by a T-helper-1-mediated immune response and associated with the NOD2 mutation, also called the CARD15 gene.
High yield alert. What feature makes this disease discontinuous, unlike ulcerative colitis?
Skip lesions, meaning normal bowel segments between inflamed ones.
Since surgery isn't curative, medical management is the mainstay. For acute flares or induction of remission, what's our go-to?
Corticosteroids like oral prednisone or budesonide. But remember, steroids are for induction only, never for maintenance.
Right. And before starting steroids, what must we always rule out?
An abscess. Giving steroids in the setting of an undrained abscess can lead to sepsis.
Once remission is achieved, how do we maintain it?
Immunomodulators like azathioprine, 6-mercaptopurine, or methotrexate. For moderate to severe or fistulizing disease, we escalate to biologics.
And the mechanism of action for anti-tumor necrosis factor drugs like infliximab or adalimumab?
They inhibit tumor necrosis factor alpha, a key inflammatory cytokine. They're the big guns. Don't forget that antibiotics like metronidazole or ciprofloxacin are used for perianal or fistulizing disease.
Surgery is only for complications, not cure. The disease often recurs at the anastomotic site. What are the top three surgical indications?
Strictures causing small bowel obstruction, abscesses, and fistulas. Obstruction from strictures is the most common.
Let's walk through an abscess case. A Crohn's patient with fever, right lower quadrant pain, and a tender mass. What's next?
Get a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. If a localized abscess is found and the patient is stable, treat with percutaneous drainage and intravenous antibiotics. Drain first, operate later.
Now, say the problem is a fibrotic stricture and conservative management fails, what are the surgical options?
If the stricture is short and non-inflamed, perform strictureplasty to widen the lumen while preserving bowel length. If too diseased, do a limited resection to avoid short bowel syndrome.
Classic fistula question. A patient has recurrent urinary tract infections and passes gas while urinating. What's that called?
Pneumateria, meaning air in urine, caused by an enterovesical fistula between bowel and bladder. Surgical repair is needed once the infection is controlled. Perianal fistulas often require biologic therapy and seton placement for controlled drainage.
Nutritional issues. If the terminal ileum is involved or resected, what deficiency are we watching for?
Vitamin B12 deficiency, causing macrocytic anemia and neurologic symptoms. Loss of bile salt absorption can also cause fat-soluble vitamin loss, vitamins A, D, E, and K, and increase oxalate kidney stones.
Next pearl, how does smoking affect Crohn's versus ulcerative colitis?
Smoking worsens Crohn's, but is oddly protective in ulcerative colitis, super testable.
And finally, from a surgical mindset?
Stabilize first. If they're septic or obstructed, drain abscesses, decompress bowel, and use antibiotics. Don't rush to resection unless necessary.
Great review.
All right, team, let's review some high-yield facts to finish this episode.
One, Crohn's disease is transmural with skip lesions and can involve any part of the gastrointestinal tract.
2, surgery is not curative. It's only for complications like strictures, abscesses, or fistulas.
3, if you suspect an intra-abdominal abscess, order a CT scan, drain it, and start antibiotics. Never give steroids first.
4, always screen for vitamin B12 deficiency if the terminal ileum is diseased or resected.
5, smoking worsens Crohn's disease, unlike ulcerative colitis.
All right, team, no bogus answers today. Keep studying, and we'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.